For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. On Fox News Sunday, National Security Advisor John Bolton was asked about President Donald Trump's criticism of the news media.
This kind of adversary relationship is typical.
But on NBC's Meet the Press, Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri says even the president's daughter, Ivanka, doesn't think the press is the enemy of the people.
Even the president and his daughter disagree on this topic, and, it's not the way I would approach this.
At a rally in a Columbus suburb last night, President Trump didn't let up on his criticism of the media, singling out CNN and
MSNBC is so corrupt. It's so disgusting. So disgusting. I would say almost they're worse. They're almost worse. They're really a fake news group of people.
Trump in Ohio campaigning for GOP congressional candidate Troy Balderson. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I got the best deal ever on a great night's sleep for you. I really do. And you'll get it right now by going to MyPillow.com. Now, I've told you about MyPillow, how it's given me the best sleep of my life I've ever had in my life, even on vacation when I'm not in my regular bed, and you know what a pain that is. Well, summertime, you're on vacation and traveling, get you MyPillow to take with you. And right now, if you go to MyPillow.com, you click on the Buy One, Get One Free Special. Use my promo code USA, 2 for the price of 1. Really? I'm serious. Buy One, Get One Free Special. If you use my promo code USA when you go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-875, use promo code USA. Machine washable, dryable, made in the USA, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get a great night's sleep and save money.
Time is running out for the president to decide if he'll sit down for questions from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 election. On ABC's This Week, Trump attorney Jay Sekulow said they're leaning towards advising the president not to submit to questioning, saying it may not even be necessary.
32 witnesses, 1.4 million documents from the White House. It's hard-pressed to see why they need the president's testimony. Why is the president's testimony needed here? That's the key.
11 children have been rescued from a remote desert compound in New Mexico. Sheriff Jerry Hogriff.
They're filthy, they're unbathed, they have no hygiene care. They literally wearing rags for clothing. They hadn't eaten. They had no fresh water in this compound, no electricity, no toilet facilities.
Deputies said their father had a number of handguns and an AR-15-style rifle when he was arrested for child abduction. Sheriff's deputies searching for a missing 3-year-old boy when they found the 11 children. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Some good news in the fight against wildfires in Northern California. Shasta County Sheriff Tom Bosinko.
I'm glad to say that now the city of Redding has all the areas open and has been repopulated, and we're working in some of those more difficult areas of the county to get people back in.
Firefighters still battling twin wildfires with 55 homes burned up and thousands of residents evacuated. The two fires covering a larger area than the deadly wildfire in Redding. The Carr Fire, the largest and most destructive in county history. Ohio's Governor John Kasich came to the defense of home state hero LeBron James in his Twitter feud with President Trump. Saturday, the president tweeted insults about James' intelligence, hinting he's a Michael Jordan fan. The tweet came days after James opened a school in Akron, providing food, uniforms, transportation, and college tuition for at-risk children. On ABC's This Week, Kasich says he supports James.
Look, he's got $41 million set aside to help kids go to college, plus a bunch of other schools, but I also disagreed with the president, because you know what? All around, LeBron, I think a little better than MJ.
A Cincinnati biology teacher has become the first American to row solo across the North Atlantic. Bryce Carlson landed in England's Isles of Scilly Saturday after rowing more than 2,000 miles from Newfoundland, Canada in just under 40 days. Carlson invested $75,000 of his own money, maxing out his credit cards, to build a customized boat for the record-breaking crossing.
The person you're going to have to spend the most time with over the course of your life is yourself, so you better make yourself as interesting as possible.
Bryce was greeted at the pier in England by his father.